Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Oh, yeah. Say my name. Hey, I've been really inspired recently, okay? Because as I walk around the building here, when you work in an office place, you all get to know each other very well, and sometimes you start calling somebody by their personality trait. You give them a nickname. And recently, I've heard, you know, people referring to me as, hey, good looking. It's happened quite a few times.
I've never heard that.
Have you never heard
it? No.
Oh, you mustn't be there.
I think it's in the toilet when you're looking at your reflection.
It has happened so many times, you know, and I've been so inspired by the fact that people just keep calling me, hey, good looking, because obviously that's a natural thing about me.
Yeah.
I put a meme up on Facebook yesterday to find out other nicknames in the workplace.
Uh-huh.
All right? And it's been very, very tough because we got hundreds and hundreds of people writing to us. I have compiled a top 10 workplace nickname list.
Okay.
A couple of honourable mentions. Mirror. Hey, Mirror. Because you're always going to look into something.
Yeah, I like that. That's
fair enough.
That's good.
Fair enough. Cordless, charges all night but only works for 2 hours.
Yeah.
We all know someone like that.
Yeah.
What about opium? A big, slow-working dope.
Wow.
Wow. That's a bit harsh.
Yeah,
okay, but here's the top 10.
Okay.
All right. Now, I will tell you, good looking's not on the list.
Oh, no, so because it seems to only be unique to you.
It's just me.
And you're the only one who hears it.
I'm the only one. Yeah. I'm the only one.
In your head.
No, that's not true. Okay, in 10th position, Wombat. Waste of money, breath, and time. Wow. That is just really harsh.
Poor wombats.
Jeez. Wow. That is actually really harsh. Okay, what about in 9th position, Gunna? Gonna do this, gonna do that, never does anything.
I like that, Gala.
Yeah, we all know a Gunna.
Yeah, we do.
All right, what about Bush Ranger? Holds everyone up.
Oh, no. Bush Ranger. Nice.
I like that one.
So even if you went further and called someone at your workplace Ned.
Oh.
And they, you'd be going, hey, Ned. And they'd be like, what do they call me Ned for?
Yeah,
Bush Ranger.
No, that
hold
would work
up
as well.
Love
it. Okay, what about 7th position? Deck chair. Hey, deck chair, come over here.
What does deck chair do?
Always falls under pressure.
I love that.
All right, but there
or breaks if things get too heavy.
Breaks just collapses. Now, I mean, we're obviously in this category. They would call us limos because...
Well, what's a limo?
Well, we carry 8 other people. Yeah, we're limos, okay? What about, hey, blisters! Come over here, blisters! Well, blisters is because he comes out after the work is finished.
All right. Of the blister.
Okay.
Nice. There's always that one person. They turn up after the hard work's done. Yeah,
now, this
I like
is,
it.
You don't want to be this person. Seagull. All right. You don't
Seagull?
Want, yeah, because you are someone who comes in, flaps your wings around, yells a lot, poos on everyone, and then leaves. You don't want to be
no one wants to be a seagull.
Or you don't want to be a sensor light either.
What's
you
a sensor light?
A sensor light is someone who only works when someone walks past. Again, we all know someone like that as well.
Yeah.
You definitely don't want to be this one. You don't want to be, hey, prawn. All right.
So if someone calls you a prawn at work?
That's bad news.
What's that?
You've got no backbone.
Oh. And you stink a little bit if you're left out in the sun too long.
Well, yes. But in number one position, this is the last thing you do not want to be called this. You don't want someone calling you and says, hey, show bag, come over here. You know, you don't want to be show bag.
Why? What's a show bag?
Full of crap.
Well, there you go. There's the workplace nicknames. Take them, use them amongst your work friends.
Have a bit of fun
at work today.
Don't get in a fight.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I've discovered the black hole.
Oh, yeah. Where? In outer space.
No. I've discovered the black hole of the household. And some households have more than one.
Okay.
But it's the space where things, they get sucked into it.
Oh, I know.
Never to be seen again.
Ooh, back of the couch.
the washing machine. Every sock.
My handbag.
Yeah.
No, it's actually the car boot.
Oh.
So I borrowed my daughter's car the other day.
Yeah.
Because I needed to pop into Kiama. My car was getting service. And when I popped the boot to put the groceries in there, I saw a printer. Okay. Now, this printer, when she first got the car, her father said, oh, can you get rid of the printer for me? She got the car 3 years ago.
Oh,
that printer is still sitting there.
Alani.
Some things have been added to it over time. Now, there's various jumper bits of makeup, there's shoes, there's everything else. But it did get me thinking. I was like, you know what? It's so true with the boot. You put things in your boot, you kind of close it, you're like, never to be seen again. Or, you know, every time you reopen the boot, you're like, oh, yeah, that's right, I've got to get that out.
Yeah.
And it's random stuff too. A printer, for one.
Well, that is a printer is totally random, but I can relate with this. I 100% relate with it. We've two cars, okay? Yeah. One of them, beautiful boot. That's my car.
clean, pristine, nothing in it.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's an OCD special, okay? and then the other one, we'll say, is Eileen's car.
Well, we're kind of joking. If it's not yours, it has to be hers.
Well, okay. Filled with all sorts of things. There's flippers in there. There's there's people that we picked up along the way. There's hitchhikers still in that car.
People that you smuggled from south of the Wingdane Bridge and you brought them up to the north.
We brought them across the border. They're all in that car. There's clothes. There's tennis rackets, squash rackets. There's T-shirts. It's all in there. Everything.
There's bits of food. I was like, in my boot, the packet of chips that are 2 years out of date. Sitting down the corner of the boot, stuck underneath something else.
Oh, you can't have that. That's stinking the car. I'm constantly blaming someone at the back.
No.
Who did that? I can smell it's from you.
The decomposing body of a dead animal's probably in there too. There's just so much crap in your boot. It's just, I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know if it's, is it just me?
No. I reckon this is something everyone can relate with. And so much so, I think we take it to the next level, guys.
What do you mean?
I reckon we play a bit of a game, all right? I'm thinking, I'm thinking a what's in your boot game, okay? Right. You know, like a game show.
All right.
Okay. Dino, have you got any game show music for us?
What, now?
Yeah. See, oh, what geez. Have you got over there?
Hang on, I've got a few themes here, hang on. Oh, no.
Sesame Street, what's in your boot? Oh, no,
let's count the boots.
Okay.
Well, what about this one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
All right, wait, start it again. Okay. All right, okay, here we go. So we'd have to go on. Dino, what's in your boot? Oh, yeah, we got it. Come on down.
So, Illawarra, play along, hit us up. Yeah.
4275196 5, tell us, what's in your boot?
Oh, this is the best game show ever.
No judging. Yeah. We just want to know.
No prize.
We'll find a prize out of the promo cupboard so you can put more crap in your boot.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
One of those little boot vacuums would be pretty cool. Anyway.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
This has inspired you, Damien, to play what is probably the lamest game show the Illawarra has ever seen.
Yes, yeah, what's in your boot? The game show. I think Larry Emder is going to watch this show.
Oh, no. It's going to be picked up by Channel 7 real soon. All right, let's take it away.
Rose from Lake Heights, what's in your boot?
I have an old bag of clothes that I've been meaning to put in a St. Vinny's bin for about over 2 years.
2 years in your boot?
Yep.
That's a long time. And every time you open your boot, do you go, oh, I've got to put those clothes in. Next time I go past the Vinny's bin, I'll put them in.
Yeah, and I'm just... getting a bit over looking at them, so.
Rose, what size are you per chance? Because maybe if you can't get them to a Vinny's bin, you can always drop them off at Wave FM, because I love pre-loved clothing.
Yeah, I'm size 8.
Ah, damn it. Can you drop... Can you keep them in your car for another 2 years? Because I'm hoping to get back to a size 8 eventually.
Absolutely, Jade, absolutely. Bye.
All right, now it's over to Angie from Fairy Meadow. What's in your boot?
I have a whoopsie bag.
What's a whoopsie bag?
It's a whoopsie bag. So when I'm out and about doing photography stuff, sometimes I might have an impromptu swim or otherwise known as a fall, and I get wet, so that way I have a change of clothes.
Oh, whoopsie, as an whoopsie.
Oh, so you got a backup bag. That's great. I feel like
I've got a backup bag.
Everyone needs one of those in their car.
I like that. Okay, now how long has your whoopsie bag been in that car?
Well, it gets regularly changed because I regularly fall.
Oh,
it's been carried around for a couple of years now.
Oh, very good. Well, look, it's a good thing to have, and good on you. A whoopsie bag. I think we all need to have one of those.
I think we do. I'm totally creating one of those, and I'm using that term, whoopsie bag.
All the way from Bali, we've got Jackie. Jackie, what's in your boot?
Very old school clothes.
Okay, how old are we talking?
He left school in 2012.
Oh,
jeez. I only realised when I saw your post on Facebook yesterday and listened to the radio station, I thought, oh, God, how long have I been in there for? And I thought, oh, God, he's 27. So, yeah, it's been a long time.
10 years in your boot.
What school are these for?
Holy Spirit.
I'm not even sure they have the same uniform anymore.
Well, no, they probably don't. I did actually donate, would you believe, 2 blazers a week ago.
All right, so you're doing it in drips and drabs. Over the next 10 years, we could get rid of the rest of
them. A full uniform.
It's just embarrassing to have had them for such a long time. I thought, I'll give them to somebody who can use them. It's great, I can do that. And I keep getting them out and washing them whenever the car gets cleaned and... I thought one day I should donate those bloody things, and I'm sorry I swore, but anyway.
It'll happen one day. It's on the to-do list.
Yeah, I'll go through them, make sure they're clean, and I'll put them in the bin. Carry it in.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
All right, guys, I'm going to make a disclaimer right now.
Ooh.
Okay? I'm about to talk about Ozark, but I will give away nothing.
Oh, good, because I'm only halfway through season 4, and I don't want to know the ending. So you're not going to talk about the ending?
All right.
Have you watched it all?
I've watched it all, okay? And for those who don't know, okay, it is number one in the world on Netflix right now.
Wow.
It is a popular show.
Yeah.
Everyone was waiting because, okay, the final season, they announced that the final season would come along, season 4 of Ozark, and then they broke it up into 2 parts, 7 episodes, and then you have to wait for the next 7 episodes.
That's why I've just started it now, because I was like, no, I can't do that to myself. I can't have a cliffhanger, like, for a year. So I've just started watching the final season now, and this is it. After this, it's finished.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. This is over. And, look, Eileen and I, over the last couple of days, we've been watching it. We've been getting up to speed, and you know, we started talking like this all the time. All the time. This is how we've been talking.
Oh, no. Marty.
Marty Bird.
Marty Bird.
Wendy Bird. I've been talking, even when I've been doing maths with my son Jarvis, been doing parabolas. I've been going, you got to get that parabola, and you got to find a discriminate, Jarvis. That's what you got to do. And Jarvis has been saying, Dad,
Just drop the accent.
But I haven't been able to. I've been that vested in the show.
Well, you've immersed yourself in it.
Immersed myself in the show.
You're loving it.
You know, I devoted all that time to the show. I mean, we're talking quotes like this. What do you do, Martin, when the bride you look and you took your breath away becomes the wife who makes you hold your breath in terror? Lines like that.
Oh, man, that's a good line.
That's a good line. Anyway, yesterday, Eileen and I sat down. The show came to an end.
Oh, so you finished. How was the... No, don't tell me.
No,
tell me. Was it a good finale? Can you just tell me if it was a good finale? Because I think there's nothing worse when you invest your time, your money, your love into these series that go on for years, like Game of Thrones, I'm looking at you, and then they have the crappiest ending.
I'm looking at Seinfeld here.
You feel Seinfeld. Cheated, you feel disgusted.
Ripped off.
Absolutely ripped off. You want it to be like a wish it was a choose your own adventure book where you can go back and change it. Is it like that?
Personally, I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Okay.
A 10 out of 10 for the ending.
I felt it was good. However...
Yes.
When it came to an end, silence went over the living room, all right? It was Eileen and I just sitting there, silence. Looked at Eileen and went, hey, did you do your hair? Because
three weeks ago.
We had been in the abyss. of Ozark. I hadn't noticed.
Oh, you saw what happened to Marty and Marty Bird once she gets stuck in those Ozarks.
Once you get stuck in that zone, you become
immersed. It's like the Twilight Zone.
So I don't know what's going to happen from here on. I think Hailey and I will get to know each other again.
Have a conversation. In your normal voice.
In no way.
Does that mean you're going to stop wearing flannelette shirts to work
no
like you've got
way.
On today?
I'm flannelette all the way, all right?
You can spend time with the family, or as we like to call them now, the cartel.
The cartel.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to... The Barrow cartel.
Which one of your kids is laundering money? That'd be Jarvis.
That would be Jagger.
Yeah, oh, Jagger.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. I've been playing out a lot of
hypotheticals in my mind. We throw a bunch of hypothetical situations at Jade and Damien.
We love
see
it.
See how you're thinking on a Thursday morning. All right?
Yep.
A bit of rapid fire one this morning. Oh, and if I could just cue the Breakfast Studio band here as well. I will say they are kind of a sexy nature.
Oh,
right.
Sexy hypo. Yeah.
I like this.
Jeez, okay. You know I get embarrassed at stuff like this. Okay.
First, we'll play safe. We'll play safe firstly.
All right.
This one's right in your wheelhouse. What song
describes... Or your warehouse of the adult variety.
There is that. What song describes your sex life?
Oh, all night long. All night.
Oh, yeah.
All night long. Met her on a Monday. Took her for a drink on a Tuesday. Which other song can I go?
No, you've done well. That's great.
If I could turn back time to before we had kids.
Okay, wow. Hyper number two. Tough. Have you ever found a cartoon character attractive? And if so... Which one?
Oh, I know who you're going to say. What's that?
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Jessica Rabbit. The kids nowadays don't know about that, but Who Framed Roger Rabbit was a great movie, and Jessica Rabbit, she...
Yeah. Jessica, she was a pin-up. Didn't she make, like, the list of the sexiest women? Like, the actual list?
No, I tell you. What's the other one? Ariel.
Oh, wow. We're getting to... Okay, Ariel, like the little mermaid. Yeah. Any other ones? Snow White.
Snow White, you know, I mean, in a certain kind of way.
Cinderella, Belle. Oh, he could go on all day.
All right, I've warmed you up.
The real girls didn't like him in his teenagehood, but...
Did
we get one from you?
No, sorry, I've never...
No, you've never...
No, I've never really been into any cartoon.
That's a Hunchback of Notre Dame.
The Beast out of Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
This one will be for you, Jade, I'm sure. The third and final hypo this morning. Have you ever found a much older person sexy, sexually attractive?
Ooh.
If so, how much older were they?
Ooh.
How old was Sean Connery when he passed away? I think he was in his 80s, wasn't he? Wow. But he's a sexy older man. George Clooney?
Oh, George Clooney. Older, yeah.
He's aged well. It's all that Nespresso.
Nespresso does that. That's why I drink it every day. I'm hoping I'm going to turn into a silver fox.
Okay, I'll take it back. It's the European genes.
Ah, boo. All right. Okay, so you're saying Sean Connery, who was about 90.
In his 80s. He was always ready to get his letter from the Queen.
How are you?
40 years older. Great. What about you, Damien?
Oh. All right, Damien, have you ever found a much older person sexually attractive? And if so, how much older were they?
Well, you know, we mentioned Elizabeth Shue earlier, right?
Yeah, well, how old is she?
Well, she's got to be...
She's a good-looking lady.
Yeah, that's probably as old as I went. I mean, Helen Mirren sometimes is all right. Don't forget Dame Judi Dench.
Oh, gosh. Okay, please. All right. Yeah, well, hey, that's fine. No judging here.
All right. No, I'm just saying don't forget them. I'm not. I'm for anyone playing at home, just don't forget those names.
Look, mate.
All right.
We know that the bar, there's no bar for you. I mean, you're attracted to people that don't even exist.
Actually, I always liked Daryl Hannah when she was the mermaid.
Splash. Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing. I like Sean Connery when he was Bond.
James Bond.
Probably not in the later years. You just turn off the lights and just talk to me, Sean.
Those incontinent years. And,
yeah. They're never fun. I change enough nappies at the moment with my one-year-old.
There's our hypo this morning. Yikes.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5am on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.